Well, good morning, Journey Church, and so glad that you're tuning in for the last Sunday of the year. We hope that you've enjoyed a great Christmas with your families, and we're just creating some space so that everybody can keep safe during this holiday season. I thought long and hard about how we could end this year, and I thought me just preaching another sermon in a way that you've already seen may not be the best way to do it. And so I decided that instead of just preaching a sermon, reflecting on 2020 and seeing what had happened to us and trying to give us a word of hope for the future, I thought that we would invite you into our circle. Through the use of technology, Brad has set up a Zoom meeting where our staff is going to have kind of a roundtable discussion and just talk about this year in retrospect and just share some of the great things that have happened even in the midst of very difficult situations. And I thought it'd be a great place for us to just hear from everybody instead of you just hearing from me. We've got so many exciting things coming in 2021 at Journey Church. There's a possibility of adding some facilities to our campus and just sharing how our church is going to move into this new year. And we're going to share all of those things with you beginning probably at one of our services here really soon. Remember that next Sunday, our services are going to resume as normal at 9:30 and 11 a.m. And we're going to have kids program and students and all those kinds of things. We're hoping that our groups get started here in the next month or so. And we're just looking forward to having you guys at church again. But what I thought would be great is if we sort of invited you behind the veil, behind the curtain, the conversations that we have as a staff almost every single week, the time that we spend talking about our future, talking about you. Almost every staff member this year is going through some kind of job change or title change where some responsibilities have shifted. And we've done a lot of work over the course of the last 5 months to sort of revision where our church is going for 2021. Our leadership team has been involved in that. We've had some of you as members of the church weigh in on that. It's really just been an exceptional process that we've gone through that has just been in the right time that we can share about what our future is going to be as Journey Church. But for today, here in just a few moments, we're going to connect live to this Zoom meeting. And just thank you so much for the use of technology these days. It's really kept us alive, kept us afloat, allowed us to continue to be engaged with each other. And we're going to talk to our staff, talk about some fun things that happened maybe in our families or at church, some of the lessons that we learned individually, as well as a congregation, and then talking about the new year and some of the things that we're looking forward to, some of the things that are exciting to us that we want to share with you. So thank you so much for tuning in, and here we go. We're about to be on a Zoom meeting. We hope that you guys enjoy this. Okay, looks like everybody's on here now. That's good. Well, again, Journey, just want to welcome you guys to this first ever five-person sermon for the end of the year, which is going to be very exciting. And as we talked about, we're going to share some stories. We're going to talk about some things we've learned this year, and then also talk about some of our hopes for the future and how you're going to be involved in that. So I'm glad all of our staff is here. Thanks for tuning in again. We're going to start with some stories, and I guess I'll just go first. Some of the funny things, and it wasn't sort of one story this year, but this year we had to learn how to be more comfortable in front of cameras because we didn't have an audience a lot of time. We learned very quickly that some are better in front of cameras than others, and some people freeze up. So while some of us could do it in one take or two takes, others, I think we were on take 14, 15, 16. And then sometimes you'd be in the middle of something and the camera would sort of just, you know, fall over. But I remember a couple of times with Julie, especially, because sometimes when you say things out loud, they don't sound quite the same as they do in your head. So we would be halfway through something and then you'd say something that almost sounded a little inappropriate. And then we would just descend in laughter and obviously have to start over. And that was almost an impossible task, so that every time we would get to the beginning of that or try to start that part again, it was just crazy. I also remember after Easter, one of the first sermons I introduced, and I said, hey, in this series, we're going to do whatever, and my phone thought I said, hey, Siri, and it started talking to me in the middle of the sermon, which was hilarious. And we made fun of Julie mostly because she probably did a lot of videos, but she had always planned the beginning of her camera time, but never the end. So at the end, you always got this, well, I love you and we miss you and we'll see you. And hopefully you're doing well and we love you and miss you. And so it was pretty funny. I just enjoyed that. That we kind of had to learn some new skills, but we had a lot of fun along the way. And apparently the bloopers were your favorite part. So that was just something funny for this year. So whoever wants to go next, just telling some fun stories, go ahead.
Julie probably needs to defend herself.
Actually, mine are not funny, although there were many funny things that happened. I'm going to be serious for a second. I think probably my most favorite memory of the year actually happened in person. It was the day that we celebrated Easter in July. And I can still remember that moment when, you know, we had prepared for so much for the whole entire day and we didn't know what to expect or who would come. And then I was standing at check-in and just all of a sudden, everyone started arriving. And all the kids and their families, and the line was backed up. And I know that it was annoying for the parents to have to sit there and wait, but I can tell you that we were so overwhelmed emotionally with just seeing everyone's faces almost for the very first time again. And it was so exciting. I will say, we also had a lot of fun making the videos. Crystal and I, we laugh and laugh and laugh while we're making these videos every single week. We're just having a great time. Even though we would rather be in person, we're still trying to make the best of it. So, and I agree with Sheldon, the videos are funny, but it was not always me.
Mostly.
I may have mispronounced a few words here and there. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I mean, let's be honest, those of us who have children in school have tried to forget the majority of 2020.
Yes.
From March to about, I don't know, probably July, I would say that I've blocked that part of my life out, as have most of you. Those of you who are watching this that have had to become the school teacher and the cafeteria manager and all those things at home know the struggle that I'm talking about. So I was thinking back to some funny things and I couldn't really think in that time. It's like, I don't even remember what happened in January and February, honestly, because COVID just overtook everything. But for me, and you guys just saw this with the Christmas Eve service last Thursday, when Julie first approached us about doing those videos, I thought, okay, I'm not understanding how this is going to work. This doesn't even seem funny to me until my wife hit the record button on the phone. And then I started suddenly acting like a fool. And we were dying laughing just in our living room. And it was so much fun. And those videos that everybody did were hilarious. And that's the kind of things that you guys that are a part of Journey don't get to always see the behind the scenes stuff and know that like we are truly friends and laugh and make fun of each other constantly. So that's definitely, again, like Sheldon said, not one singular funny moment, but just a collection of moments where we just laugh and laugh and laugh.
One of my favorite memories is from when we actually got to do camp, even though it was later in the year and it didn't look like what it normally does, but the students were in one building and the littler kids, the elementary school kids, were in a different building. And the younger kids had decided that they were going to sneak attack the students because they wanted a pillow fight. And that's just some of the shenanigans that happens at camp. But the students were aware of it, but they didn't let on to the little kids. Sorry, but they had so much fun and we could hear them giggling through the door. And it was just fun for them to get to be together and not have to think about COVID or the fact that they had missed their camps or whatever. And for me, that's just, I loved that, just hearing them laugh together, the younger ones and the older ones, and they could just be together and have fun.
Well, I guess I'll be last.
In my both will be last.
That's what I was thinking when I, my story's not funny either. It's more of an observation. I was taking a walk a couple of days ago in our neighborhood, And lo and behold, there was this little bush with a perfectly good mask, face mask, hanging on it, like someone was decorating a Christmas tree or something. So I walked a little further, and there on the ground was another mask. So I decided, this is weird. I think I'm going to make a scavenger hunt out of this. So within 1 hour of my walk, I found 10 masks. Wow. Laying just, you know, in my neighborhood. And I've got pictures to prove it if you don't believe me, but people had just taken them off and thrown them down. So also along with that, there were 12 little whiskey bottles strewn all over the neighborhood. There was a pacifier, there was a red velvet Christmas bow, amongst a lot of other things. So on my way home, I'm doing my home stretch, going home. I look over to my left, and there's a home decorated for Christmas. You know, all decorated. There's one of those wooden signs that says welcome, one of those great big wooden signs that says welcome. And on the door, it says joy. And, you know, what this made me think of was, you know, the masks, the welcome sign, the joy sign. You know, no matter how hard and weird 2020 has been, God is always welcoming us. He's always welcoming us. And his desire is for us to have joy. He's with us. He's for us. And he is especially with us in the midst of the chaos of 2020.
Yeah, and we can definitely use those masks at church for people that don't.
I'll go back and gather them up.
Our staff may have done a drive through your neighborhood, and that's why there's whiskey bottles. Christy, especially, she just threw them out the window. We don't quite know why. It's terrible. Anyway, but I thought you were going to say, like, it said welcome, joy, just everything, the masks and the joy and the whiskey and
and the pacifier.
And paraphernalia. Yeah. I mean, we are an accepting church. Okay. Anyway. So what about some of the lessons you guys have learned in this year? So April, since you went last time, I'll let you go first this time. Okay. Did you learn any great lessons, or was that kind of part of your number one? Is that a good transition there?
I learned, you know, not to take simple things for granted, like being together, hugging people. School. You know, I mean, I'm a big hugger, so that's been really hard. I'm sticking my elbows out at people, you know. But, you know, how vital it is for us to get together and to stay connected with other people. You know, the main thing is we have to stay connected to our power source, which is the Holy Spirit. And we have to seek his face daily. This is something that, of course, I know. It's just been magnified. And Corrie ten Boom has an amazing quote. She said, if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at God, you'll be at rest. So keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord daily is vital, and it's so important. So I think that's my lesson learned, was we have got to keep our eyes fixed on him with all this craziness going on.
Mm-hmm. That's a good lesson.
I think I learned to adapt, you know, to make the best of situations that I can't seem to control. I seem to struggle with that a little bit. We had some our own personal situations happen, and I learned to trust others with things that I normally wouldn't allow other people to handle. And I learned to stop having to do everything myself and to just rely on other people to take care of those things for me. But I think one of the main things was I learned to focus on the essential things, the things that really matter, and honestly, just to appreciate the gifts that I've been given. More and stop thinking about the things that I don't have and focus more on the things that I do have and start using those to the best of my ability.
That's good.
I think
go ahead.
Christine, me too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think for me, it's kind of what Julie said, not just relying on myself. You know, I've been in worship ministry for a long time, and at this church for a very long time. And I relied on God and I wanted to do what God wanted me to do, but I would hold things so close to me that, you know, you don't want to let them go because you think, well, I can do it better. I can do it better. And sometimes maybe that is the case, but if you don't learn to trust other people, you can only go as far as what you can go. And I think I realized that Sheldon had made a statement at our leadership retreat back in September, kind of similar to that. And I realized that I need to allow other people to have pieces of the ministry that I'm in, because we would be able to surpass what I am able to do alone if other people are collaborating with me. And that's a hard lesson to learn, to basically have enough faith to let go of things and let other people in so that my ministry, worship ministry at Journey Church, can be better and not just be as good as I can be, but be as good as we as a team can be.
Right.
For me, I learned, and I knew this, but not on the same level. I love the students in my ministry, and I missed not being able to interact with them. You know, they were Zoom meetinged out with everything they were having to do with school and whatever. So that wasn't really a good option for us because it just felt like one more thing for them to have to do. But I missed just, hey, how was your week? And I try to go to some of their games or their choir concerts or whatever's going on. And we didn't get to do that. And on a personal level, kind of what April and Julie said, I had some, you know, with surgery, I had to learn to lean on God because the time that I had my surgery, nobody was allowed to go with me. And that's scary walking in there by yourself and being alone. But Sheldon told me something, and at first I didn't really understand. You know, he could tell that I was anxious, and he was like, you know, you've never had surgery as a pastor, just rest in that. And I thought about that, and I took that to heart, and I did a lot of praying and worship. And it, you know, I walked into that building, actually I was okay until I drove up to that building, and Julie and Sheldon were standing outside the building at 6 o'clock in the morning, even though we had to be 6 feet apart and they couldn't hug me or whatever, they showed up for me. And it just reminded me that relationships are important and we do need people. But after that, you know, I walked into that building, and that is the first time that I've been in a situation like that, that I was not scared. I was not fearful. Because I was letting God just take control, and people who I know love me showed up for me in the way that they could, and that got me through. And so it's just a good reminder that we do need to lean on God for everything, but in the flesh, we need to have good relationships and people that we can count on too.
Yeah. You know, mine kind of echoes a lot of those things as well. I don't know if you guys as a church know this, but in the last 14 months, everybody on the screen has had a surgery of some kind. And I think you learn that the attacks of the enemy are very real. And sometimes he does that to try and destroy, but God can use it for good. And I think even just battling, all of us battling personal health or personal things this year, we have learned again, or been reminded again, that we need each other. That, like you said very well, Brad, and Julie as well, is that it's amazing how some people kind of rose during this time that we've hoped that for them, but it is only when we have been out of the picture a little bit that others really can step forward. And I think what we learned is that together we are powerful. We are a mighty force. Alone, we're limited. We can only go so far. And so that, I think, was a great reflection in this year, even for myself, learning. I think sometimes, for those of you that know me, know that it's sort of by the sweat of your brow that things are going to happen. But realizing that actually that's not true. It is the work of God. It is the work of the Spirit. And it is the collection of the community that is what drives church. Church is never about one person. And when it becomes about one person, it's almost ensured that it will fail. And I think all of us have been reminded this year with new skills, new obstacles, all those kinds of things, that you know, we need each other, and we have to take time for each other, and we've got to trust each other. And that's not always a super easy thing to do, but it was a great lesson, I think, for all of us, you know, this last year. So let's talk. I know that there's some things that we were mentioning, like retreats and vision and maybe some new facilities to our campus and whatnot. We're going to share all those things with you in the new year. And so there might be some little trails of that in these next conversations. But tell me what inspires you guys, or what you're excited about for 2021 at Journey Church. Maybe a little glimpse into some of the things that are coming or happening, but what are you most excited about as you look towards 21?
I'll go first. For me, and it goes back to what I talked about being a team effort, is, and we've already kind of started this, but in worship, we have started a worship leadership team. And that is so that there is a team and not just me coming up with ideas, collaborating, throwing things out there, and some things we try will be awesome, some things we try may not be great, but the important thing is that as a team we're doing it together, and Julie is a part of that, and so is Melina Campbell, and the three of us are kind of spearheading our worship ministry moving forward, and there will be little changes and things that you see, but hopefully the most important thing is just that we come together and even as a church worship. I know Sheldon made a comment to me on Sunday the 13th, I think was the date. It was the snow Sunday. And there wasn't a lot of people at church. Total, I think there were 99 is how many were there. But he made a comment to me after service. He said, you know, there weren't a lot of people in here, but I could hear people singing, and the people that were here wanted to be here. Not to say that those of you who weren't there that Sunday don't want to be here, but you could feel that energy in the room, even though there weren't hundreds of people there. And that is the same energy I feel when Julie and Melina and I get together and have meetings and are planning things with worship and doing some different things. There's an energy there, and we want to be there, and we want to be a part of this, and not for our glory, but just so that we can do things to connect with people so that we can all encounter Jesus.
Good.
You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, groups meeting back together this spring cycle, being able to meet together in homes. And, you know, granted, the virtual thing has worked well and it's been a blessing, and I don't want to take that for granted, but meeting and being together and fellowshipping and learning together and eating chicken nuggets together, you know, you know, that, man, that is a blessing. And I do miss that. And my desire is for everyone in our church body to be a part of a group, because this is where community happens. This is where relationships happen. This is how we grow together with each other and how we grow in Christ. So, and it's its own little special care team. So when you have an issue, you can call your whoever in your group, and it becomes its own care team. So it's so very important. So if you're not in a group, I really encourage you to get in one. And also, we have care ministry that started up in August. And what that is, it's a group of people that, you know, you send in your prayer request, or you call us, or you, however you get in touch with us, we pray over all of those prayer requests, and we send out encouraging cards and letters. And, you know, we do it because we love you. And I can see how God is going to bless this ministry, because it shows people that, hey, we really are cared for. We are in a safe place here. And, you know, I can trust these people. I want in, you know, so I'm just excited about what God's going to do with this care team and with our groups as well.
You know, one thing we talked about learning from 2020, but one thing that I think all of us probably learned is that building relationships with our people is huge and so important. And that's probably one of the main things I'm looking forward to for 2021 is just building stronger relationships, not only with the volunteers and Journey Kids, but with people in our church so that we can get to know everyone, so that we see them out and about and we know who they are and we can say hi and talk about all kinds of things, ask them about the things that they told us about last week, the importance of building relationships. I want to build stronger relationships with my volunteers and with the kids. I'm looking forward to taking them on a deeper level in their faith. That's one of the main goals that we have for this year. And we're going to do that through some exciting things. We learned last year that the Adventure Week Day Camp works out really well, and we're able to put all activities into one huge, fun, elaborate day. But it's so exciting for the kids, and they really enjoyed it so much, and so did the volunteers. We're looking forward to Camp Crave, as always, but we do have the American Ninja Warrior here this year. So it's going to be exciting. The kids are going to love it. The adults are going to love it. And I'm really looking forward to that aspect. And then we're really going to try this year to do a preteen retreat with our older kids, just to kind of get them their own little bonding experience where they get to go on a little trip. So those are just some of the little things that we're looking forward to in Journey Kids. But also, as Brad said, I'm actually super excited about the worship leadership team and about the things that we're going to bring for you adults in our church, in our worship experiences.
I'm excited for some things that are coming up for students where we're going to have some live worship for the students in their room. They've been asking for that for about a year and a half now. And we're, because of the worship team, they're collaborating and they're trying to make that happen for us. And so I'm excited that that's going to be coming soon. I'm looking forward to, kind of like April said, being able to meet in homes a little bit more so that we can start our snack and yaks back up, because the kids have missed it. They keep asking for it. I miss it. But I'm also excited for not just us as a staff and even the people that are all already volunteering, but I'm looking forward to some of you coming on and wanting to volunteer and take ownership of your church, of our church. You would be surprised if you just give one Sunday and come back into kids or students or the welcome booth or even the coffee bar, the relationships that you will form, and you think that you're going to go in and be a blessing to these kids or whatever, but I promise you, you're going to walk away having been blessed, because they're going to bless you with something from their life. And so I'm looking forward to some of you just stepping up and being part of it, because that is the big deal. We need to take ownership of our church and be a community together.
Did you already share, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So important. Brad.
I dozed off. Isn't that what we do during sermons? We doze off.
I usually do,
yes. Now, my greatest excitement for the new year is not just the plans that are coming, but I'm excited about our staff. Almost every single person on staff, and even those that are not represented on the screen today, we have looked at every single job and we have said, okay, what role do we want to have moving forward? In order for us to accomplish these things at our church, it's going to require these people. And I want you to know that we are essentially blessed with an exceptional staff. I mean, we have people that are committed, that want to be here, that don't just see ministry as a job, but see it as a deep-seated calling. And I'm very honored and privileged to be working with this group of people that basically says, "Hey, we're all in. We want God to use us, and we want to do exceptional things. And we're gonna make a ton of mistakes, and we're gonna mess things up, and we're gonna do things we shouldn't do. And okay, well, how are we gonna figure this out or fix this?" But every single person on our staff wants to be a Journey, believes that this is where God's called them. And that's a very unique thing for someone to say that maybe is in my role, that everybody that we work with wants to be there. That's all in. And It's just a great inspiration to me for that. And I know some of you guys, I know that some of you maybe have been a bit distanced this last year, but I know that a lot of you are at Journey. Most of you are at Journey. All of you are at Journey because you want to be there. You believe in what we're doing. And that makes our job a lot easier and just makes our church a lot healthier. And so we're just, you know, grateful that you're a part of it. And one of the things at Journey that we believe in strongly is being honest and transparent. And so we are going to do something that we've never done before. For a second, we're gonna try something. So if it doesn't go well, don't judge us for it. Try to see the spirit of it behind it. But we've got something special planned for you, and we hope that it blesses you as we enter into this new year. So guys, let's go and do that together quickly.
We thought there was no better way to finish out 2020 than a little worship. This is something we've not done before, but we want you to sing with us. Lord, I come, I confess, we need Him.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without You, fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Sing it with us. Lord, I need You.
Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour I need You. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need You. Where sin runs deep, Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where You are. Where You are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour I need You. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need You.
Sing it again.
Lord, I need You. Oh, I need You. Every hour I need You. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need You.
You're my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need You.
You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You're the only.
The earth will shout his praise. Sing it with us.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing.
Okay, well, we just hope that maybe made you smile, gave you a little bit of cheer. Most of us, well, a lot of us are not, you know, professional performers by any stretch of the imagination. But anyway, As we wrap up today, a couple of quick things. What are some inspirational things you have, maybe a line or two from our staff to our church, things that you want to just encourage people with as they enter into 2021? What you got?
For me, being the worship pastor, I told someone this the other day, scripture doesn't flow out of me as quickly as song lyrics. And so this year, especially, we sing a song called Stand in Your Love. And I just want to encourage you that your fear doesn't stand a chance as long as you're standing in His love. So as long as you stay close to God, keep your eyes on Him, doesn't mean we're not going to fail. But that fear doesn't stand a chance and will not win in the end.
I've got six words: love God and love each other. Okay. That's in Mark.
Good.
I'll just say, I think that we've all learned this year to appreciate and recognize the many blessings that you have. Be thankful for the people in your lives, appreciate them and love them and tell them every single day how much they mean to you. Because I think we've learned this year that things aren't always going to be the way that they are right now. So make sure that all of the people in your life know how much they mean to you.
For me, I would say, kind of following that off of Julie, just relationships do matter. And so make the effort. Even when we're busy and you think you don't have time, whether it's a text or a phone call or dropping by somebody's office just to say, I was thinking about you, or their house. But also just when we are fearful, because this year has been kind of crazy and we're not sure, you know, how exactly 2021 is going to play out, but just lean on God. And when you're struggling, seek Him. For me, I enjoy putting on worship music and just sitting in His presence. And I don't even have to say anything. He already knows my heart and He knows what I need, and He never leaves me. And I think we just need to remember that even when we're going through struggles, or even when everything's going great, He's right there with us and He never leaves us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got two things. The first one is, stop saying 2020, okay? It's 2020 and we're moving into 2021. And if you say 2021 at Journey Church this next year, I don't know, what will we do?
We're revoking their membership, I think.
Revoking probably. Membership. So it's 2021, okay? We never said 1912, okay? Maybe you did. And if you're old enough to remember saying 1912, it's time to move on, okay? Just kidding. The second one is that don't deprioritize church or your faith. Everything that we've talked about, you know, church is just such an easy thing to go, oh, I'm scared, or oh, it's snowing, or oh, it's, you know, and just deprioritizing that in our lives. It's amazing, but when we go through challenges or difficulties, our community, our relationships really are everything. And I just want to encourage you, don't put your faith, don't put your church off to the side. Again, we're not going to hound you. We're not going to force you to come to church, but it is important. It's a big deal. And we have an opportunity to let 2020 go and to step into 2021 with greater faith. And I just want to encourage all of us to make a conscious effort to do that. So what I want to do is I just want to offer a prayer for us real quick, and then I'm going to have Julie give us one of her favorite famous camera goodbyes as we sign off today. So let's pray together real quick. Father, thank you so much just for this opportunity we've had to share with each other, to share with our church. And we just pray, God, that you would do your work, that you would allow us to leave this year behind with whatever difficulties and challenges it may have, and that you would empower us to step into a new year with you, that we would step into greater trust, in greater relationship, into greater faith. And we thank you so much for Jesus, who makes our church possible, who makes us having the opportunity to serve you and be in relationship with you. And may we never take that for granted. And God, we just pray that you would bless us even more this next year, even though it may take us a while to see the blessings of 2020. Please be with us. Please be for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. We love you.
Give us a goodbye.
We miss you. We can't wait to see you again. We will see you all next year in 2021.
Land the plane, Julie. Land the plane.
We love you. Goodbye.
See you guys.